Okay, Sandra is next.
Thank you. It's evident that KPFT is in dire need for repairs of our building, but it's also evident that the foundation is in dire need of money to pay back the loan, to pay back our auditors, and to get our house in order. So I'm thinking first and foremost of the foundation. I also sort of feel like this is a bit of a distraction. We've been able to make our central services payments because there's committed donors down here that donate money. And we need to continue paying our central services. If we maybe reduce the amount, that would be fair. But we still need to uphold our commitment to the foundation. Secondly, I have the belief that when and if we get the money from the CARES Act, that that will be equitably distributed amongst stations and that KPFT will be considered for the repairs and whatnot that are needed, and the money will be forthcoming from that stimulus package. So, you know, I appreciate the spirit of what is being said and put forth by Mr. Lark, but I also feel like we are part of the family and we need to continue to be that good part of the family that carries our own weight, and that in return, at some point, the foundation will do their due diligence and take care of us as needed. Thank you.
Okay, Wally is next.
Dwayne to the stack.
Yes, there's been talk about the situation. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's been talk about the problems with the station and the fact that a lot of us are having to do our shows from home. Other people aren't equipped to do anything, and it is very dire. We've got a fund drive that's going to start on Saturday, and we're having to record our shows in advance. And any of you that have done pitching know how important it is to be live when you're doing that and how difficult it is to, you know, to say something that's going to be played in a few days and you're not responding to premiums, but you're not responding to what's coming in. So it is very dire what is going on there. I'm not sure if holding back the central services is the best way to do that. And if it was going to be done, I think the suggestion that it be earmarked for the repairs that are need to be done. It's a very difficult situation, but I would support that if it was earmarked.
Chair, 40 seconds left on the time.
Okay, can we have another motion to extend?
Extend 5 minutes, and also been asking to be on the stack.
I heard you. We have to go through the people who haven't spoken
yet. You did, Nick. I just wanted to be acknowledged, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Yep.
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack as well.
Okay. Hold on. We have
to the stack.
We have a proposal to extend for 10 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Are there any objections?
Yes, Ann Goodman.
Hold on. We have some kind of feedback. Can everybody mute yourselves? Thank you. We still have feedback. Somebody's.
Chair, could it be you?
It might be. Maybe it is.
Chair,
me.
The motion to extend was 10 minutes.
The motion to extend has been approved unanimously. There were no objections.
There was objections.
I objected, Jan Goodman.
I didn't hear it. Okay, there was an objection. Okay, so let's go to a vote. Sorry about that.
Chair, point of order, can we just note the one objection and move on?
I already heard more than one objection.
Oh, you did?
Let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary. Yes, Mr. President.
How long are we extending for?
Hold on. The parliamentarian wants to speak. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, that extension would be for 10 minutes, but it is a bad custom to count how many people have abstained. To count how many people who have objected, because these extensions require 2/3 vote. And so if you count up how many people are objecting, then you can you eventually are going to find out whether you're going to make a 2/3 vote or not. So you just as well vote. So if one person objects, according to Robert's Rules of Order, if one person objects, you have to go to a vote because these votes require 2/3.
Okay. It has been the custom in the past to just record if one person objects, but if Robert's rule says otherwise, then we will follow Robert's rules on this.
One other thing. Robert's Rules of Order also says that if there's one person objects and their objection can be resolved, then you can still vote without objection, unanimous consent. However, if you cannot resolve that one person's objective, then you still have to go to the vote. So that's what Robert's Rules of Order says. So one objection, unresolved, you go to the vote. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't think there's any way to resolve the objection. We just have to vote. So, Madam Secretary, can you call?
Okay, this is a vote on extending for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay, Chris Corey?
No.
All right, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
All right, Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Okay, Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Pass.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Aki Tanaka?
Abstain.
All right, Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen, you passed.
Okay. Yeah, I'll abstain.
Okay. Right, I'll count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4 or no's. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions. 14 yes, 4 no's, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
It's already passed. No, I'm not going to vote.
Chair, 10 minutes. Tell me when to start. And I'd like to be on the stack.
Request for information.
Can I put Wayne you down in the stack?
Okay. Hold on. We have a request.
Let's finish. Can I put you down as an abstention, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So the motion passes. 14 yes, 4 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay. We have a request for information from Director Lark.
Mr. Chair, what is the order of the stack?
I believe we have to hear from Ralph Pointer, and I just heard Lawrence wanted to be on the stack, and I guess you want to be on the stack too, Dwayne?
Well, actually, I requested to be on the stack several minutes ago.
Okay, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
This is Ron. I was on the previous. Is this for the previous stack or the current stack? Because I had requested to be on the stack also.
I think it should be Ron, Dwayne, Ralph, and Lawrence. And then you, Mr. Chair.
Ralph, Dwayne. No, I got Ralph, Lawrence, Dwayne, and me, but Ron, you requested to be on the stack previously. I didn't get that. So
both of us did.
Let me put you right after Ralph then. Okay?
And James, if we get to it.
Okay.
Time is starting, Chair.
Okay, Ralph, go ahead.
Well, my fellow activists and those in support of community radio, I hope. And I hear a lot of terms, and one of the most outstanding terms I hear is, we are a family. Let us try to understand what family means. That means to go to those in the family when we have problems and to support those in the family when they need it. There has never been a more outstanding necessity to be the family that we talk about. And so let us support this motion and please move on. Thank you for the time.
Okay, Ron?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. Let me be very clear about what I'm about to say. KPFT certainly deserves and requires assistance. There are no ifs, ands, and buts about that. The questions come in with what kind of assistance? What's in the, you know, is it equipment? Is it a new building? Somebody brought up the central services. You know, is that the best way to do this? The network, whatever monies KPFT get are going to come from the network. If the stations aren't, and DFW's got the same issue with the central services stuff, you know, so we ain't trying to say we angels either, you know. But I have no problem with supporting a package of things to assist KPFT, to get KPFT, you know, moving forward. And I say a package of things because that's what it's going to take. A package of incentives, a package of ideas. So my concern right now is with the presentation of the just not paying central services is the solution. I really believe that the station needs much more comprehensive help than that. If the finance committee, you know, can assist in that process, you know, with the support of the board, I don't know what it's going to take, but KPFT is going to need more than just, you know, elimination of essential services. And so, but what are those needs? And we need that information. We need that concrete information. Dwayne has tried to give us as much of it as he can, okay? But we need to see, you know, the financials of these problems. How much is it going to cost to fix this? What's it going to cost to fix that? Is this fixable? Is it practical? And these are questions that we're going to have to ask in session, whether it be at the finance committee level or whether it be at the PMB level. So, yes, support KPFT. you know, whatever it takes to get them whole, to get them moving forward. And I don't think any of the stations would have any problems with that. I just want to know what that, you know, what that package of ideas is going to be. What's it going to be? What's it going to take, you know, comprehensively to get KPFT up to snuff? Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, you're next.
Oh, I thought I was next, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence is next.
You're right. I wasn't reading my notes correctly. Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so let me tell you a story. I come from a big family. I come from a family of 12. And it was a poor family that grew up in the slums of New York. And some of us at times didn't have to eat. Then, you know, if we had rice and beans and maybe a piece of meat or an egg, that was plenty. Right now, KPFT is not asking for a handout. It's not asking for crumbs either. What it's asking for is a moratorium on essential services payments. Now, there's a table set up, and there's five of us at the table, and we are a family, right? All of a sudden, we're going to say we have a kid that's starving, basically, that's starving and doesn't have enough food to eat, but we have rice and beans. Maybe we have a pork chop, and maybe we have some salad. And that kid over there maybe has rice and beans. And we're saying, you know what, we have to take care of five of us, but you know what, let me give you half of my pork chop. Let me give you half of my salad that goes with those rice and beans. So, I mean, to say, I'm appalled to hear someone say that we're not acting in the best interest of the network when KPFT is in the best interest of us acting on behalf of KPFT because it is in the best interest of the network. So for us to say that, you know, we're going to kick this to finance where things die on the vine, on the finance committee, die on the vine, like the sidebands, many other issues that we have the finance committee vet and then they don't come out with a report. Or, you know, they have their own biases and they don't give a good report.
It's so, fine, Lawrence.
Come on now. You know, we
I need to discuss.
Time pass for this speaker.
Okay, well, Nancy, you need to time all the speakers. All of a sudden, I'm being timed.
I am timing all the speakers.
I'm going to finish with 15 seconds. Chair can have 15 seconds. So, again, let's share our food. If we're a family, we share with each other. And especially when somebody's doing harm, instead of looking down, we should pull them up. Thank you.
Okay, Dwayne.
Mr. Chair, it's very strange to me that if I wasn't as old as I am and experienced what I've experienced, then I would really have a problem with what some of the members of the KPFT PNB delegation have said. Deleterious comes in mind. In terms of, they were, well, one of them particularly, former treasurer, was at our finance meeting this past week. And it was stated that we have $20,000 deficit, that we may not even be able to make payroll. For them to come on this line and to not support a family member that's trying to get other family members. But you know what? I'm not surprised because that's the undercurrent. That's the kind of politics that go on in KPFT's board. So it's just revealing, I think, if any of you have an open mind and you're looking at this thing, I know you should find it strikingly strange that three members from the station would say, no, we don't need to do this. This is not fair to the foundation. And I just find it very revealing. In terms of the hell with, and it's all about the manager of this station. It's all about trying to make somebody look bad and not give them support so that there will be a good reason to remove them. But in fact, the man has only been in place for 4 months and he inherited all of this mess. And for them to come on this line and to tell you not to support giving KPF, and by the way, Ron, no, this is not going to solve the long term. This is only a shot in the arm. And I'm willing to work with you and anyone else to make that long-term plan. But this is just embarrassing. But I've been embarrassed many times in my life, and I'm old enough and strong enough to suck it up and expect it some more.
Okay. I think it's my turn on the stack. I think we would need assistance, and it needs the entire Pacifica family to help it out. The question is, how do we do that? I don't think we should be bypassing the Finance Committee on this issue. And I don't agree that referring something to the Finance Committee will let it die on the vine. If that's the case, then we have to reorganize or do something with the Finance Committee. Our committees have to start working. Now, I don't think it's unreasonable that KPFT should receive a moratorium from Central Service payments. But somebody has to figure out then how we're going to make up that deficit, because all of Pacifica relies on Central Services, and that's the role of the Finance Committee.
Time is up, Chair.
I would like to ask James, who's the current chair of the Finance Committee, if we refer this to the Finance Committee, will you make sure that KPFT gets absolute top priority on the Finance Committee, that this will not die on the vine, and that you will do everything you can to make sure KPFT is assisted? James?
Well, may I answer?
Yes.
I will just say, as I said earlier, the Finance Committee is quite evenly divided between the different parties, and I cannot guarantee that. I can guarantee that I would work to the utmost on myself to try and do that, but, you know, a couple of the people on this call who are speaking from KPFT who are apparently not in favor of this motion are on the Finance Committee, and that's part of the divide. So, you know, I hope we could do that, and we will diligently try to do that. I certainly can't guarantee it.
I think we had no, I guess that was it. James, you were actually
at this time again, because why the
time?
Hold on.
Eileen was on the stack. I don't know if you have me there, Alex.
Eileen? Okay. And
Vanessa.
And then Polina and Vanessa. Okay.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we are at the time. I just want to let you know.
Time. Okay. So does anybody want to make a motion to extend again?
I move to extend 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Do we have a second?
James.
Are there any objections? Okay. Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say, with my first intervention a while back, I wasn't saying we should not help out KPFT or that we should kick it down the road. I meant that we should probably get some people who can really, you know, put their eyes on it and see how it would work financially, you know, to make everybody be as well. Well, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. To see how we can help KPFT in the best way possible without screwing up something else. And if it's not the Finance Committee, we need maybe our accountants to help us or somebody along those lines, people with, you know, the professional expertise who can look at the numbers and help us work it out. So I, you know, Lawrence, you know, I don't think most of us are saying we don't want to help KPFT. And what Ron said was basically also, you know, let's get people who know what they're looking at to look at it, just to, you know, do a good job on it instead of going off half-cocked and just, you know, maybe we can put a moratorium on for a couple of months while we're figuring it out. Even, I don't know, there are lots of different ways we could do things, but somebody has to look at it. I'm done.
Okay. Helena?
Yeah. I almost feel like I'd like to call the question. To me, there is no doubt, absolutely no doubt, that KPFT is in a situation financially that is different from its sister stations. And we are, after all, sister stations. Let's just take a vote and see who expose how?
Nancy, with a question?
That sounds rather threatening.
we still have a stack. We still have time. Vanessa, Dr. you're next.
Yes, I'd like. I'm sorry. I'd like to.
Please put yourself on mute if you're not speaking. I'm sorry, Vanessa.
Okay. So I'd like to ask if it's possible, maybe this would be a friendly amendment if accepted, for the Finance Committee to be given a certain amount of time, a time certain to report back, so that it, you know, hopefully if it's felt that there would be any delay tactics, that would do away with any delay tactics. And I'm curious as to what the Finance Committee would be looking at. Would this be, how would the debt be handled? Would it be apportioned to the other stations? Would it be held in abeyance for KPFT for a year? I mean, that's what they need to look at.
Hold on, Paulina, you can add an amendment to the motion to refer to ask the Finance Committee to report back at a certain time. What would you like to do?
I don't know. I would defer to someone from the station to say what they think is reasonable. So whatever they think is reasonable, I would make that amendment.
It's your motion. You have to make it now, or don't. Or
okay.
It's not gonna...
So within two meetings. I guess that would be 2 months. What is this? June, May, June, July, June. Let me say June.
Okay.
I don't know how
June.
Long they meet. I really don't.
Request for information.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Request for information.
What is your request for information?
Could you clarify the motioner's motion?
She's amending the motion to refer to the Finance Committee that the Finance Committee report back by June. That's my understanding. Is that correct, Vanessa?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
By July.
If July is more reasonable, then fine. I don't know what's reasonable. So if July seems to be more reasonable, that's fine.
Report back what?
This is James with an amendment to the amendment.
Hold on.
To report what?
Okay.
Whatever it is they're going to report or make or recommend. Whatever it is they're going to recommend.
Chair, we got 35 seconds left.
No, I can't.
On this,
I just want to clarify. You want to make amendments for June or for July?
I heard my colleague Ron say July. I defer to his expertise, so I'll say July.
Okay, so the amendment is for July. Do we have a second on this amendment?
Second, James.
Okay. Are there any objections to this amendment?
Yeah, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, we have an objection to the amendment. I think if we're going to debate any further, somebody needs to make a motion to extend time yet again.
Move, James, 10 minutes.
Dwayne.
Second.
I object to.
I'll second that too.
Extending.
Request to be on the stack.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a motion to extend for how much? 10 minutes. And we have an objection.
10 minutes.
And we have an objection. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay.
Can we resolve this objection so we can save this time?
I don't know how to resolve
it. No, I want. We have a vote. I'll explain my objection.
Let's go to a vote, please.
Chair, please repeat what we're voting on.
We're voting to extend time for 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Chris Corey?
No.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
All right, Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
All right, Wally James?
Yes.
Okay, Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
All right. Senator Rowland?
Yes.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
No, I vote no.
Okay, James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Okay, Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay, Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. And 1, 2 abstentions. Takes a two-thirds vote. The yes votes are 13, no's 6, abstain 2. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so we have 14 yes, 6 no's, 2 abstentions. The extension for 10 minutes passes.
Okay, so...
Chair, can you give me a minute? Let me set the timer, please.
Yep, we have to take a new stack now. Because
this is Lydia. Sandra?
Yes.
Okay.
Time has started, Chair.
Okay. Lydia wants to speak. Go ahead.
James, and then James, please.
Dwayne, Mark. Dwayne.
And Ron. And Ron.
Okay.
Sandra.
Dwayne. Ron. Sandra. Okay. Lydia, go ahead.
So Pacifica history has shown that the units tend to, instead of ask permission, ask for forgiveness later. KPFC has not done that. In other words, the stations, if they have a situation with the plumbing or the electricity or whatever it is, they'll go ahead and pay that. They fund it. They pay, in fact, their bills the moment, some of them, the moment the bills come in, and then explain that that's why they are short on central services. So I think that that's what's also gnawing at some of the members and directors, is that KPFT has made some significant staffing sacrifices in order to come up with this. I can say that regardless of how this motion ends up, that I will have to, when presented with a bill to get rid of the asbestos or the or resolve the electricity issue or whatever, that if that needs to come out of their central services, of course this will be after taking bids, which I know Markeisha is in the process of obtaining those, that I will make sure that those are taken care of, because the liability to the employees that have to go into that station is tremendous if we do not resolve some of those issues that we are discussing in open session. And more than that is that we don't want to put our employees, and we know, especially at KPFT, the bulk of the programming is from volunteers. And so now that in Houston and Texas, a lot of the COVID-19 restrictions have been lifted, but our building is unsafe. So regardless of how this motion comes up, I will be exercising my duty as an executive director and take that out of what they owe from central services, because those are emergency situations that the other stations right now are not facing.
Thank you, Lydia.
Oh, may I ask one more? I want to add one more thing. I have been without the ability to receive email at ed at pacifica.org just so you know, for several days. So you're going to get a bunch of bounce backs if you try. Until we have two IT people working on that. So I have just sent a number of emails out of my personal email address. Feel free to use that until my issue is resolved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. James, you're next.
Yeah, echoing what Lydia just said, health, safety, and in addition to that, make the building ready for sale if that's the ultimate way we're going to eventually have to go in terms of using the money. And again, I want to suggest putting the money for central services instead of just forgiving it and leaving it up to where I understand there are some politics, as at every station, the general manager to decide what to do with the windfall of not paying central services, put the money in escrow so that it goes for the purposes of the health and safety of the workers and the sale of the building. An escrow is like a trust account. You put it in there, it remains there for the specified use of the purposes that we're discussing here, which would be, of course, again, health, safety, and sale of the building. And I invite Dwayne to comment on that. I offer it as a friendly suggestion.
Okay, before we continue, I would like to ask the parliamentarian a question. He just sent me a text that we should be discussing the motion to refer. We're actually discussing an amendment to the motion to refer to report back by a particular date. Is that not a proper motion, Mr. Tatum?
No, it's not. The motion on the floor is refer it to the Finance Committee to report back in July. The only amendments would be to amend the July and make it June or August. Those are the kinds of amendments that would be acceptable.
But the original motion was simply to refer to the Finance Committee. Then there was an amendment to report back by July.
That should be conceived as one motion. Because, you know, when you refer to you should always give them a time to report back. And so since it's all part of the motion to refer to the Finance Committee and that the Finance Committee report back, it's all together. It's one motion to refer.
Okay. We're considering this motion to refer.
Somebody's washing dishes.
People who are not speaking, please mute yourselves. And if you're speaking and washing dishes at the same time,
mute yourself.
That's not cool. Okay, Dwayne, you have the floor.
Okay, I appreciate the motion, but the fact of the matter is, when a family member come to you and tell you that they don't qualify for a payday loan, that they've done everything they could, and they show you that they're not drug addicts or whatever, you ought to come to their rescue and don't tell them, come back to me next month or 2 months from now, because they need it now. And as it relates to getting the station and getting the building in order, that's not what this money. This money needs to be used for operating expenses. Let me make that very clear. It's a long-term objective, medium-term objective, short-term objective. We can get together in finance. We can get together in any committee and talk about how to write. But as far as that building, 1930, nobody wants to buy that building. The land is what's of value. Between $1.5 and $2 million have already been offered. But anybody's going to tear that building down and put $500,000 million townhomes right next to the ones that's just been built for the last 3 years. So look, I'm asking y'all, please hear me. Vote against this amendment and vote for the motion and give KPFT some lifelines. Now, I don't want to browbeat the other three members, but they know better. So don't play that politics with them. KPFT needs this cash flow. And it's been being a good member, and it's managed. Marquise has been one of the quintessential money managers and business managers. We've had six IGM and GM. The GM lasted for 15 years. We've had five IGMs in the last 3 years, of which three that Mr. Crozier hired, and none of them have been able to address any of this. And now we have someone who has quintessential credentials two, a master's degree and a bachelor's degree in radio management, former director of the Jack Perry Library. Listen, please vote to help this KPFT right now and turn down this amendment, please.
Dwayne, just a point of information. However this vote goes, Lydia has already said that she will treat the KPFT situation as an emergency situation. So in either case, you will not be waiting for some relief. Ron?
Chair, we have 1:15 left on this suspension.
Okay. Well, we only have two people left on the stack, so let's see if you can make it quick. Ron?
Okay, I was just going to offer a friendly amendment to Vanessa's amendment, and that to also include language to prioritize that the PMB direct the finance committee to prioritize this issue and report back in July. And my other question is, can the board authorize a station to withhold central services? Does the board have the authority to do that? That's another question.
I accept this from the amendment.
Hold on. What is your point of order, Lawrence?
It is not appropriate for an amendment to be friendly or... It should be amended, but it has to be accepted by the body, not by the person that provided the previous amendment.
You are correct, Lawrence.
My apology.
One at a time, Chair.
Ron has an amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
Okay. So the second to the all the amendment does is add that... on top of everything else, that the PMB report in the situation in July. Is that correct, Ron?
No, and that the PMB instruct the Finance Committee to prioritize this issue and report back, you know, in 2 months. I wanted to make sure that we're prioritized gets in there, that, that this mandated from the PMB to prioritize.
Yeah, I had already asked the chair of the Finance Committee that question, but you want to make it an official amendment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are at time for the suspension, Chair.
We are at time for the extension. We have still Sandra left on the stack. Does somebody want to make a motion just for 2 minutes so that Sandra could get her voice in?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion that you exhaust the stack and then go to a vote, please.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I waive my time. I'm ready for everybody to vote. Up or down, long story short, we'll get through.
Okay. Then let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll?
Mr. Chair.
Madam Secretary, read the motion.
Heather.
Yes. Describe what we're voting on.
We need clarity on the vote.
Hold on.
One moment.
Put yourself on mute. She'll read it. Put yourself on mute.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Chair, Ron Pinchback's motion, amendment, did that pass?
Has not been voted on yet.
Not been voted on yet. We have to vote on it.
Please describe that motion.
Okay, the motion was to add that the PMB instructs the Finance Committee to prioritize this issue and report back to the PMB within 2 months. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the amendment.
Okay.
Do you want to ask if there are any objections to that amendment?
Yeah, I was going to do that. Are there any objections to this amendment? Okay, so that amendment passes. Now we go the motion to refer. Could you read that motion in total? Is that possible?
I don't have that in front of me. Can you, the person who moved that, can they please read it?
Hello?
I made an amendment.
The original motion was introduced by Director Goodman, and that was then amended by Vanessa.
Mr. Chair.
So in total,
My motion was very simple. It was just to refer this matter to the Finance Committee.
Yeah. Hold on. I think Mr. Tatum had something he wanted to say on this.
Yeah. People are calling this an amendment, but it's actually a standalone motion. The motion to refer to the committee. And there were two things that were added to the motion to refer to the committee. The first thing that was added, and that they report back in July. The second thing that was added was that the Finance Committee also make this a priority. So if you want to simplify everything, Mr. Chair, what you could do is vote now on the whole thing. Refer to the Finance Committee to report back in July and that they put it as a high priority. That's what we're voting on right now.
Okay, then let's do that. Is everybody clear? Okay, so let's go to a vote.
Okay, I'm trying to get this. Okay, is everyone clear on this? All right, we're going to vote on this now. Grace Aaron passes. Robin Collier?
This is a yes.
Motion to refer. Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
All right. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No. All
right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchbeck?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No, it has no body.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev? Polina Vasiliev?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted. Yeah, yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. All right, and Grace Aaron abstains. I'm going to count up now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, so the final vote is 14 yes, 7 no's, 1 abstention.
Chair, may I be recognized? This is Lawrence. For the purpose of making the motion.
We have an agenda. No, we have to go to the next item on the agenda, Lauren.
Well, it's on the agenda, Chair. And I respectfully disagree with your decision. I think I have the right to bring something to the floor in respect of to the agenda.
I'm sorry, but we have an agenda. We're going to follow the agenda.
Well, I'm a challenge your decision, Chair. Because it's I think it's unfair.
Okay.
So if I could state my reason, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
So my reason is that I want to make a motion to extend time for the board meeting an additional 15 minutes so we can get through the business of the agenda. And I think the shutdown that she did on me is kind of unfair. So I like that to be considered by the board, not just by the chair.
I second Lawrence's motion to extend 15 minutes.
Okay, Mr. Chair?
Yeah?
I don't know if we have to decide this, but it is 11:50 p.m. on the East Coast. I'd like to suggest that we postpone consideration of the rest of the agenda until next Thursday.
I challenge the ruling of the chair when he made it, and I think Madam Secretary is not in order at this time.
Hold on.
I'd like to hear from the parliamentarian on that.
Okay, Mr. Tatum?
Yes. I don't believe that I heard the secretary announce the results of the last vote. And that
she did.
That the motion, I didn't hear her say that the motion would be, I didn't hear either you or the secretary say that the motion will be referred to the Finance Committee to report back in July and that they make it highest priority. I didn't hear all of that, and I should have, but needless to say, the next thing I heard was Lawrence asked to be recognized. I think it's a good idea, and you've been doing this all along the meeting, is asking people to be recognized, and I say by name, so that you'll know that they actually have been recognized. So the question now, I did hear you recognize the secretary, but I think I heard an argument with you and Mr. Reyes. So he said he challenged your ruling, and so he spoke first on the ruling he was not opposed to.
After being recognized, parliamentarian, I'm sorry. I was recognized by the chair.
Let me explain. The reason I challenged Mr. Reyes was because we were about to go to the next item on the agenda, and I want you to get to that before I recognized anybody. It was just that simple. I didn't want to just sort of recognize somebody in sort of empty air when we're not in any particular point on the agenda.
Well, that proves that he was not recognized. So, therefore, you did not make a ruling that he could challenge. There was no ruling that you made. Other than, as you said, you did not recognize him because you wanted to go to the next agenda item. So that wasn't really a ruling. So where are we now? I did hear you recognize the secretary, so I'm thinking that you're going to have to start there, and Mr. Reyes is going to have to get recognized officially.
Well, we're going to the next point on the agenda, and I think some people want to make a motion to extend time. So at this point, I recognize Mr.
Reyes. You cannot be recognized.
Recognize. You're going to have to finish with what the secretary wanted to do first.
Yes, Madam Secretary, what is it you wanted to do?
Unless there's any other short business, I would either consider two things. One would be to postpone consideration of item 6, which is committee and task force reports, and item 7, which is the motion to rescind, to the next meeting, which has been noticed for next Thursday, and move on to number 8, logistics regarding the PNB town hall schedules, which we might have time for, and then adjourn. So I would either make that adjustment to the agenda or I would move to adjourn.
Okay, so I would have had you said that, I would have said the same thing. I told Mr. Reyes that we can't do, you can't say that until we actually get to that point on the agenda. But then it's proper for you to make a motion post consideration for the meeting.
Can I, when you like, Chair, can you please recognize me?
So I'm just trying to explain what I've been trying to do here. So, okay, Mr. Reyes, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I know it's really convenient for people to extend time of a meeting when things are preferable to them on the agenda. I know this is a difficult agenda, and there's some contention in regards to some of the items on the agenda. So I could see why someone would want to kick the can down the road. But my concern is that we extend for 15 minutes because we have done it before. There is precedent to extend this meeting for another 15 minutes in order to get to the agenda, including those items that the Madam Secretary has mentioned. So I make a motion that we extend actually for 20 minutes now because we took up five minutes of the time. So I'd like to extend for 20 minutes. I leave that at the pleasure of the board.
Dwayne Lark, we have to be recognized.
We have a motion to extend for 20 minutes. Mr. Lark, do you wish to second that motion?
I wish to second and be recognized.
Okay, I'm gonna take a stack. So I'll put you on the stack. Anybody else wants to be on the stack?
Eileen?
Are we going to really debate this, whether we're going to extend time or not?
That's what I'm saying.
If we have to, I don't know.
Okay.
Extending time. Debate is not allowed on extending time.
Oh, okay. I kind of vaguely remembered that. Okay, so I'm just going to ask if there are any objections. If there are, we just go to a vote. Are there any objections to extending time for 20 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, could you take the roll on this?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Pass.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
I'm so sorry. What are we voting on?
Extending time for 20 minutes.
Extending time for 20 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right, Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right, Heather Gray?
No.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Nope.
Okay, Wally James? Wayne Lark? Ron Pinchbeck? Ralph Pointer?
Sorry about that. I'm going to abstain. This is Ron.
Okay. All right. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James? Wayne Lark? Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence Reyes?
Sorry, Madam. I was the secretary. I was muted. Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
I vote no.
Okay. James Sagerton?
Pass.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
All right. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Okay. Now we have Robin Collier?
Yes.
Right. Wally James?
I got disconnected. Are we still voting on extending time?
Yes, for 20 minutes.
I vote no.
Okay. Dwayne Lorick?
Yes.
All right. James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay. Count up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 yeses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. And 2 abstentions. Okay, Chair, we have 12 yes, 7 noes, 2 abstentions. Do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes, but it still fails because it's not 2/3.
Okay, the motion to extend fails.
Dwayne,
okay. We are out of time for this meeting. We need to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Okay, any objections? Okay. Good night, everybody.
Just to let you know, I put the executive session on the calendar for everyone, so it would be by midnight.
I put it on the calendar already, earlier.
It wasn't,
Madam Secretary,
it wasn't
Zampolina.
Good night.
So,
bye, everybody.
Should I stop
there? I would like to apologize on behalf of the PB to Ms. Sims
for don't draft Ms.
Sims. Holding her all of this time.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay. I put it on the calendar myself earlier.
I mean, as an executive. You didn't put the executive one on yet.
Yes, I did.
So I was just... I didn't see it. I just saw the regular, you know, the one that's open.
Take a look at KPFTX, please, Nancy.
I did.
Yeah, I saw it a few hours ago, Nancy.
Mr. Chair, should I stop the broadcast? Are we done?
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Oh, my God.
Just take a look, Nancy.
Okay, I'm looking. Thank you.
Yeah, fine.
Oh, okay. Oops. Sorry. I don't know why it didn't pull it up, and I was looking at it in the editor. Okay, I'll remove mine. Thank you. Sorry, I was just trying to...
I officially forgive you.
Help you. Okay, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. So, no executive session?
It's midnight.
No.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome, James.